And welcome back to the third and final segment of Public Perspectives, AM 1340 KXEO. This morning in our studio is Gavin Spohr. He's from Martinsburg, first-generation farmer, and he's farming popcorn. And it's a pretty cool concept, and we've talked a little bit about that earlier. I guess what I'm wondering is, what were some of your biggest concerns going into this and, you know, the biggest challenges that you faced getting this up and going?
Yeah, so with any farm, especially here in this 21st century, it's just getting capital to do it. It's so capital intensive, and then there's so little profit at the end for what you've got going on. So working with the bank, I really had to get good at playing with my numbers, figuring out where I can make some money, where I needed to save some money at. I try to keep my costs low. I have an old used tractor. I'm not buying anything new. Shopping around for seed and fertilizer and then getting planted. And really after that, it's just praying for decent weather and having trust in yourself that you're able to market it.
And is that what it's all about? A lot of it's dependent upon weather?
Yeah. Popcorn has a very weak stalk. So like this weather we had this summer, a lot of it blew over. We were able to salvage most all of it. But yeah, it's pretty weather dependent. And then once you've got the crop in the bin, then it's just getting it all sold. So it's a lot of talking to grocery stores and, you know, places like that. I figure for every 10 places I talk to, if I'm lucky, 5 are interested and then 2 are really interested and hopefully get into one of them. So
Sounds like selling radio ads.
Yeah. So, yeah, but it's been pretty fun so far. I enjoy it.
Tell us about some of the places that you have your product in right now.
Yeah, so I'm very proud. The first place I ever sold at, I've restocked that display 3 times now, is Martinsburg Farmers Elevator. That's my favorite place. I love the people there, and they sell a ton of popcorn for me. Through Facebook and some people that I know, through actually St. Joseph's School in Martinsburg, there was a great lady there that hooked me up with a hardware store in Wright City. So now I'm inching closer to St. Louis in that market. I keep wanting to head that direction. And then Seidenstricker's here in Mexico, they've got a display out there also. So if you're in Mexico and want to buy some, head on out to Seidenstricker's.
And how much would one of these cost? I know you've got a jar of popcorn over here, and then you've got the corn cobs in the bag with the corn on it. How much does it cost?
Yep. So a mason jar will make about, 28 servings, but really a microwave bag has 2.5 ounces, where serving is 1 ounce. So you'll get about 12 bags out of a mason jar, and it's $8. So a little less than $1 per bag. And then the popping ears, which are really interesting, those are $12. So $2 in an ear, and you'll get a whole bag of popcorn off of one ear.
Just the concept alone of that is well worth the price, I believe.
Yeah, they're neat. I talked to a girl at Mizzou. She actually bought some ears off of me. And she said, "Wow, I never knew that popcorn was its own thing. I thought it was just dried sweet corn." And people just, you know, there's such a disconnect with the farm now because not many people are involved with it. So I really enjoy being able to talk about why I'm doing things the way I am. And popcorn gives me the ability to do that, to break into a conversation with someone and show them that, hey, this is where your food comes from. We're not trying to kill you. We're just trying to raise our family and feed you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's so much that I had no idea about that you're sharing with me this morning, and thank you for that. Very informative, yeah. No doubt.
Absolutely.
So I'm wondering about, you know, what happens, do you plan for if you have a weather disaster? Do you have to get insurance on your crops?
Yeah, so I'm aware now that I'm able to get insurance. I didn't know that I could have insurance this year, so I didn't. And it was a lot of sleepless nights hoping, man, I hope this makes something. Going into next year, yes, I'll have insurance on the popcorn in case we have a disaster, but I hope I don't have to use it because I'd rather be able to sell a crop than get a check.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Are you thinking about, you know, expanding your product line, or you just want to stick with popcorn?
Yep, so right now I'm focused on popcorn. I might try some sunflowers next year. I think that'd be very interesting. Maybe for, you know, not for human consumption, but bird seed, because a lot of people love to watch birds. So I might try some sunflowers out and see how that goes, but definitely expand on the popcorn. I can't get too strung out. I've still got a year left at college.
Well, I was going to ask you, what are you majoring in college, and you expect to graduate next year?
Yep. So the plan right now is to graduate in May of next year. Ag systems management is my major. So we're learning a lot about soil erosion, about equipment, engines. It's just a well-rounded degree, and more so than the education that I'm getting, it's the connections I'm able to make. nothing beats being at a place for 4 years where everyone wants to help you out. It's just an amazing place. Campus is great.
Would you recommend to someone who wants to get into farming and the same kind of thing that you're doing, would you recommend that to them?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that I'm where I'm at now a lot because of the connections I've made at Mizzou. It really broadened my perspective, I guess you could say, because I think of things now in a different way than I ever would have before. If I stayed home and just tried to farm, I never would have thought of popcorn. I probably would have just tried corn and soybeans, and with the way the markets have went, I wouldn't have been very successful, because just starting out, money's really tight. So, yeah, I think Mizzou has been great to me. I really like the education I've got there.
Well, let's go over where they can, you know, learn more about what you're doing, some of those social media places, and once again, just to go ahead and tell people where they can find your product at.
Absolutely. So my website, if you're interested in purchasing online, my website, sporefarms.com, and I've got a write-up about, you know, the history of me, the history of Martinsburg, and all about popcorn. If you're interested in buying it from a store, which is great with me, I'd much rather people buy from a store than from my website, because then I don't have to hassle with shipping every night. Seidenstricker's here in Mexico. The gas station and the elevator in Martinsburg. There's a hardware store in Wright City if you're close to St. Louis, and I'm hoping to expand more and more, so we'll see what town I get into next.
Well, we want to wish you the best of luck, and I hope that you'll come back and keep us updated on how the business is going.
Yeah. Very much so. I've appreciated talking here.
Well, we've appreciated you coming in and telling us all about your story. And a big thanks to you, Mr. Gavin Spohr. And that'll wrap up things here on Public Perspectives on AM 1340 KXEO.